TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Oh, and there's a drag race going on.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering if you heard that. Okay,
before
I think we even begin.
I
think people who just do this professionally just have a room or just live in a quiet place.
I mean, probably.
You know, at some point in the last decade and a half, we probably each could have invested in some anechoic, like wall hangings or something to.
I mean, I live on two big streets. I don't know how much that would help, but maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Two layers of thick curtains between you and the window.
Would that be significant?
I don't know, man. I'm not a fucking audio engineer.
I don't know what they make the windows out of at Alani, but you know what? Let's start the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this. Oh, Michael tried paddleboarding. He really enjoyed it. Like, he was able to stand up on it.
And Tim tried fighting for his life in the water to get a picture.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, man, I'm just saying it was a joke. I'm not saying it was a good joke.
Yeah, and I'm trying to tell you to stop making bad jokes.
Well, I thought you were going to say stop making jokes.
How long have we known each other, sir?
Too long. It's enough. It's time to be done.
Go enjoy the eclipse with the winds of the Bering Strait cutting you to the bone.
If I'm not going to Indiana, I'm sure as shit not going all the way to Alaska just to not see the sun. You know when I don't see the sun? Every night. I'm like, look at that.
Alaska is pretty lovely, though. Yeah, I'm not breaking news to you guys or probably anyone listening to the podcast, but yeah, our prison system sucks. And it is not about rehabilitating people. It's just about punishing people.
And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
We're going to never get to know what they make those windows out.
I mean, I might circle back. Who knows? I might forget and we might end the episode and they'll be just left there, you know, with Alani window blue balls. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
Yeah, so anyways, I got a bunch of stories to tell about the last 2 weeks since we've been off.
Okay.
No. I'm just stepping, because Tim just said he might forget, so I was going to step on him.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I kind of do.
I got to finish for stepping on Tim's balls. Come on, Tim. What do you think?
Oh, are you saying that we should talk about how our weeks were?
Yes, we should.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it...
They started talking about alcohol, alcoholism, and that.
We'll find out. How's your motherfucking week?
So before we talk about our weeks, we should circle back to that noise that everybody heard last week that nobody commented on.
Oh, yes.
It was like, I heard it go, and I started, like, I opened my mouth to say something, and Tim didn't react at all. I was like, oh, I guess it was just my audio that got fucked up there for a second.
But when I was making this jingle, in the playback, you can hear Andy go, oh, shit. And I was like, oh, Andy did react. Yep. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm the only one who hears it. And then it righted itself right after that. So mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I guess it's fine.
Well,
so
I thought you also had texted me about it. Like, hey, Noah, by the way.
I mean, I could have. But I thought it'd be better to have Max bring it up in the chat. Actually, when he said it, like, something happened at, you know, whatever, 34 minutes, 34 seconds, I'm like, oh, shit, what happened? Did I leave something in there I shouldn't have? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I knew about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Yeah, that's just your, you know, trademark TanCast lack of quality. Yes. You bring it to the table, and then we drop it on the floor and quickly put it back on the table. Hope you didn't notice.
Yep. After 15 years, we've learned what does and does not go into the episode. Personal information about Andy's life does not go into the episode. Random, just horrible noises that are going to make your ears ring, those go into the episode.
Right in. No, they don't even have to pass a checkpoint. Nope. They go straight in.
Nope. In fact, we collect them. Here's another one.
All right.
I don't know what that was, the noise I chose to make.
I don't either.
But it's the kind of day. This is the kind of day I'm going to have.
All right. Well, strap in, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm strapped in.
Crazy day.
Oh, so crazy.
So I went to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. That's why we didn't record last week.
Wait, you did? You didn't tell us.
That's Tim's sarcastic noise, everybody.
I'm super jelly, even though I'm going to Hawaii in 3 months, and I shouldn't be jealous.
I'm not jelly at all, even though I'm not going to Hawaii at all.
I was going to say, and I was going to mention it beforehand, but I'm like, you know what, I'll ask him on the show. Unless, of course, the answer is, you know, more deep, and then we don't have to. But, like, if with your love of tiki culture, why have you not planned a trip to Hawaii? And your affluent background, which says you could just flit off to Hawaii at a moment's notice.
A couple things. I'm not actually into tiki culture. I'm like into the style of drinks, which is rum, fruit juices, spices, usually on the sweeter side. It's interesting to me that stuff that people do with it, but also now I think I mentioned something before, like now people are talking about it's like appropriation, it should be called tropical drinks. But yeah, it's never been really about the culture. It's just been more about like I really like the drinks, and like, you know, those are, you know, I can go to a tiki bar and be like, I know I'm gonna love this shit here.
There's a whole island.
Yeah,
there's actually several drinks.
And there be beaches.
there's no real reason I've never been. I just haven't. Like,
I was like, this seems like something that might be up Noah's alley. I wonder why he's never done it.
Yeah. I think maybe part of it is like I do love beaches. I do love beautiful places. And I associate Hawaii with, and I know it's not necessarily so you can do whatever you want, but like associate Hawaii with like you go there, you just lay on the beach, you soak up the sun. Whereas like when I travel, I usually like to be in a city. I'm often in a city. I'm walking around. I'm trying different restaurants. I'm meeting people, trying different drinks, like getting the flavor of that city as opposed to like just relaxing. If that makes sense.
I mean, I can tell you, you can walk around Waikiki. There's tons of restaurants and tons of people.
I mean, I know there is. I'm just saying like that, like, you know, I don't.
The association is just beaches.
Yeah. And I can't say there is actually a valid reason. It's just like has never. I think for whatever reason, other places have like called to me more for some reason. And those places usually are cities, but not always. But yeah, like I'm trying to think. I feel like the only trip I've taken that was
Honolulu has like a million people in the city. It's like,
say that again?
I think Honolulu has like a million people in the city.
Yeah, I know it's not like a city. Like, when I'm saying city, I'm not trying to think how am I defining a city. Like, I know it is a city. Like, no real reason.
Yeah, I mean, the Disney resort side of it, like, if you walk around there, it'll be, you know, quite a while before you run into anybody because it's on the other side of the island.
I think another thing is also seems like a good place to go with someone you're, like, dating. Like, it feels very romantic.
Definitely. That's why I was so grateful that Tim took me there when we were in our 20s.
But yeah. Yeah, and I think for whatever reason, just other places have been like calling, like New York. I want to go to New York, London. I love to go to London, and I can't, you know, say why. Like one more than the other. And I do hear Hawaii is expensive. Not that other places aren't expensive, but
I was gonna say, my friend, Hawaii is expensive. You know where else is expensive? New York City. You know where else is expensive? London. You know where else is expensive? Where you fucking live, buddy.
Well. Is it even more expensive though? Because like you have to like ship a lot of stuff there though. Like, you mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not an island, so it can come out on some level. Feels like it's easier to get stuff to us.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in like the plastic shit in my house didn't come from down the road. Like,
for sure, 100%.
This did not go on a train to get to me. Like, if it's coming over on a boat from, you know, wherever, I don't know that that's like, yes, Hawaii, a lot of stuff gets shipped into it. But Hawaii also, like, there's a whole like farm to table food scene there. Like, Hawaii, you know, grows, raises, whatever, everything.
I thought you were going to say grows raisins. I was grows, that's a weird line in the sand.
Yep. Hawaii just grows raisins. You will never have sweeter raisins, Noah. I think it has something to do with the tropical sun.
Their science is so good, they skip the great part.
They do.
They just grow raisins.
Yep.
They're pre-wrinkled.
In fact, it just grows in that fresh little off box. The vine. They just peel a box off the tree.
Yep. Do they box the fruits on the vine? No. The vine grows the boxes naturally.
Yeah. Side note, did you ever play that box as a little instrument?
Of course. Yes. Of course.
Oh, that's a core Gen X memory we just unlocked there.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it in quite some time until you just said that.
That's what I always think about with those little rain boxes. You say,
yep.
Now I get my raisins in a big Ziploc bag.
Oh. Do you ever play that like an instrument?
No. Side note. People who make food that comes in a resealable Ziploc bag, can you please make the adhesive that attaches the Ziploc part of it stronger than the Ziploc? Because 9 out of 10 times I go to open the Ziploc and the glue just unattaches, and now I have a perfectly Ziploc thing on one side and a flappity open bag on the other side.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, it seems to be like there's an arms race going on between the people who are weakening the glue that holds the Ziploc there and the people who are just placing the heat sealing that actually closes the top of the bag either on or below the zipper.
Oh, yes. Well, there's that, too. Just bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to win, but yeah, they're definitely putting it up strong numbers.
So anywho's, I went to.
Let's convince Noah to go to Hawaii.
No,
come on,
I mean, there's, no, it's definitely. I do want to go. I can't say like there's some logical reason why I haven't been. I just hasn't happened.
Okay,
I'm like, well, this trip report is not necessarily going to do it. This is like, this is if your mom pays and you take your kids. So I'm going to say that is not a likely scenario for Noah in the near future.
No, my parents ain't paying for shit.
But Noah's doing okay.
He's doing all right, yes. And if you just take some random kids, I think that there might be trouble.
Hey, have you been to Hawaii? You want to go?
Get this van, and then this airplane, and then the shuttle, and then we'll be there.
This is not our dad. Don't listen to anything. You're crazy. All these guys, these kids these days. Let me go.
Yeah, so we went to Hawaii. First off, it was like the last time we were there was 2001. Or no, I keep doing that. 2021.
Yeah.
Keep dropping the 20 when I go back into the past.
Yep, because 20 is too big. It's too big of a number.
That's what she said. Hey. She wasn't good at math. Anyway, so.
She was missing a couple of toes.
When in 2021, like it was. Like they had just sort of reopened up the island after COVID there's all these hoops you had to go to in addition to normal, you know, just traveling to Hawaii hoops. Like there was all this, like you have to prove this and you have to pre-register with this website. And then when you get there, you have to show off these forms. And then when you get to the airport you're leaving from, then we get to the airport you're arriving. When you actually get to the Honolulu airport, like there was like a separate line you had to stand in that was like not customs. It was like a special COVID line. And this time there was none of that.
Do you have any viruses to declare?
This is great. No, like I think they swabbed you or like they scanned you. I don't know what they did. I think there was something rectal. I don't remember.
I was like, pants came down. That's all Tim knows. Pants came down. The world went dim.
Well, the world got a little brighter for him. You don't know.
Tim's pretty dim.
Yeah, he is pretty.
So then it was cool going back to Alani because I had only ever been there once before, and it was like, I don't have this for Disneyland anymore. Like, everything was like, oh, I remember the first time I saw this. Oh, it was like, I remember how, you know, surprised and intrigued I was the first time I saw this. And our room was on the second floor, and it was facing like the balcony. Our back balcony was facing where they have the, well, like all the special events, but specifically the luaus that they have, not every night, but, you know, multiple nights during our stay. So basically you have to pay, I don't know, something, I think it's like $100 per person to have, to be a part of this luau. But we can just look out our back window and see all the entertainment. The guy who brought our luggage is like, yeah, you should just, you know, Uber Eats some Hawaiian food and you can just sit on your balcony and have the same experience, but for way less. But here's what I will say. Here's what I will circle back to. I don't know what the windows are made of for those back patio, but when you close it, you can't hear shit. Like, they were like having a luau, like, and then just close it, and it's like, chunk, nothing.
That is the other thing I think about Hawaii. It feels very touristy and curated. And I'm sure there is, like, you can get outside those areas and get, like, you know, a more real Hawaii. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that may be another reason where, like, it has an appeal to me, where it's just like, it just seems very set up of like, just come here to Fantasy Island. And not that's a bad thing. It's
How
just
dare
like
you? It's exactly what I want.
Yeah, that's fair. That's valid.
I am a tourist. Give me touristy things. Oh, Michael tried paddleboarding. He really enjoyed it. Like, he was able to stand up on it.
And Tim tried fighting for his life in the water to get a picture.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, there's a little private beach, like a private cove beach that Disney has. It's not technically private because all beaches, I guess, technically have to be public. But good luck getting to a place where you can get through one of the resort hotels to get to the beach and walk all the way over to where it is. But we didn't have to worry about that because it was just right outside, you know, our hotel resort. And so, like, you could rent these paddleboards for an hour. Like, they gave you like a brief instruction on how to do it, and Michael got it, and Danelle was sort of swimming out there with him. And I was like, well, I should go take a picture of him from close away, because, you know, from the shore, like, the pictures are tiny. So I'm like, well, I should get out there. And every time I started to go in, like, the water was just cold enough that every time it hit my nuts, I was like, nope, can't do it.
Isn't that the worst part? Like, you get all the way up, and as soon as you get to those nuts, you're like,
Yep. Oh, I guess I'll never see him. And, I've gotten past me.
Nope, can't do it, son. Too cold to my nuts.
So finally, I sucked it up and just jumped, you know, and just, like, got down so that, like, I was up to my neck. And I was like, okay, well, now I've gotten used to it. I can swim out there. And I was swimming out there. I was like, this is more work than one might imagine, or exactly as much work as someone who is knowledgeable about such situations might imagine. And then I got there and I was treading water to take pictures. I'm like, all right, that's enough. That's three pictures. Bye. And I swam back to the beach and just collapsed on the sand. Like, hey. Meanwhile, Danelle's out there for the entire hour, just treading water, swimming after him, hops out of the water like, ha ha.
That was fun. I mean,
the way you're phrasing that sounds like she was about to say, oh boy.
For those who don't know, didn't she used to do triathlons?
Yeah. And she still, up until, you know, the injury, played soccer, and she's going to again. So yes, she is a more athletic person than I, obviously.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know, but I felt like a good time to make some sort of vague innuendo.
Break it down for me.
I will not.
Imagine what that means for yourself.
Imagine what that means for yourself.
Very good. You sound just like you.
Sometimes I forgot how I said it the first time. I was like, wait, no, that's the words.
Noah's Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't great, but man, his Noah is amazing.
Spot on. But that's not even necessarily normal me. That is just some.
You're just doing the same voice again.
Yep. Yeah. So we had good times. Lots of hot tubs, lots of pools. I'm all about that lazy river.
Mm.
They have this scavenger hunt thing. So, like, they give you, like, this iPad that is put in, like, one of those protective cases that they give to toddlers because they know a toddler's going to be, like, bam, bam, like, wham, mm-hmm. wham, wham, wham. But they still tell you, if you break this, it's $200. I'm like, could I? Like, if I went to the top of the resort and flung it off, I still think it would be okay because of this case. but like, so it, like, it's like a little video of this woman who owns the local store, quote unquote, in the Alani Resort. And she keeps getting calls and it's like sending you on like, oh, well, if you go here, you can help this person that just called me. And then like you go and when you play whatever sound it is on the iPad, it'll make whatever thing in front of you like activate, like it'll make sounds or it'll make lights, or one of them like springs fire to life, or one of them like has sea turtles that go. I mean, when I say sea turtles, it's a bunch of plastic sea turtles on like a stationary turntable that just sort of go by like, oh, so real.
Wait, that's not, like they're that's here. How sea turtles live, right?
Yeah. In one big group of non-moving, swimming, tiny turtles going around like a little.
I thought there was just
the same now, thanks ocean. Global warming.
And it's cool, but some of the effects are cool. Like one of them, like I said, like there's fire shoots out, and we wanted to do that one again. But the problem is the order of the things is completely random, and so like when anytime you do the scavenger hunt deal, like it'll be in any different order, and you cannot skip the little cutscenes that go in between. And sometimes it takes forever, like her talking to her, you know, whoever calls in, or her just telling you about the store or whatever. And you're like, can we
just want to make the thing happen again.
I want to go do another thing. Please stop talking. And something about the Wi-Fi in the resort, it will just say disconnected for a while, and you're like, time it was disconnected so long, we're like, okay, we should go take this back and see if we can get a better iPad. And it took us from like, we were probably at the farthest place from the place where you get them, and I walked all the way through the resort to get to was in line standing behind somebody else, like waiting to hand it back, and then it kicked back in, and we're like, crap, it says we have to play the sound and the thing will go, we got to do it right now. So we had to walk all the way back to where we were. That's it. If I were to give them a note, it would be like, make those skippable.
Sometimes I download a game and like they just force you to go through their little tutorial. Like they just keep you can't click on anything else until you finish. Like why? Like I think I got it.
Yeah, it's like click here.
But
okay,
if I don't,
I get it.
I'll come
that's
back.
What I'm, that's
but in
what
the meantime,
click,
they have an
that.
Overlay that shows you all the other things. Like, here's a little notification over here that there's something you can collect over here. I'm like, but I can't because you're making me go over here.
Oh, and also my cousin who lives in Hawaii came to visit us for a day, and then we went to visit her in Waikiki. And we walked along the entire Waikiki beach, where I kept sending pictures to, well, the whole group, but also Andy. I'm like, hey, here's a place we went. And then a couple blocks later, nope, I'm sorry, we didn't go to that place. We went to this place, which looks remarkably similar. In fairness, I did not know they had two revolving restaurants in Waikiki Beach.
Yeah.
And right across from our old hotel, where we, not our old hotel, but like the hotel we stayed at.
Mm-hmm. You know where we used to live.
It was ours.
The Outrigger Waikiki. Right across the street is a Croc store.
Oh, yes. I saw that picture.
Although that's because they took out that whole like local marketplace thing and just like relegated it to one. Like it used to be like a bunch of local vendors selling local stuff. But now like corporations are like, wait, we can make money. Why don't we muzzle them out, put them on a side street somewhere? Well, no one will ever find them again. And we can sell Crocs.
Yeah, I'd been reading about the international marketplace and that it had been like a bunch of the old buildings were like about to fall down and shit. And like it had been condemned. And like, I think the big banyan tree in the middle was like desperately in need of like shoring up and stuff. So it didn't like die or some shit. I don't remember the full story, but it was like, it was very much like, oh yeah, man. Like, I mean, it was already like kind of you know, like dark and weird and not spooky, but like, definitely eclectic mix of, you know, stalls and whatever. And then I saw pictures of like, and now that it's been spruced up, like, oh, Ray-Ban.
I mean, cool. The tree is still there, so that's something.
Well, yeah, but
yeah, that's fixed up.
I mean, that's it's good. It's good that, you know, places that were no longer safe for people to walk through are now safe for people to walk through. But yeah, it times have changed. It definitely doesn't look like it did 20 years ago.
I mean, I do think like older buildings definitely have a charm that I feel like newer buildings don't have. And also, I feel like I'm also not that precious about, for me, and maybe just because we live in America where like our shit's not that old. Maybe if I live somewhere else, I'm like, I don't know if I particularly care that a building's been around for so long necessarily. Like,
oh, dude, go to London and like realize that the motel that you're staying in is in a building that's been an inn for like 800 years. It's like,
I mean, that is impressive.
Yeah. It's like this, I mean,
but no, it's still like we can knock that shit down and make, you know, Starbucks.
Let's put Cheesecake Factory there.
Like, why? Wow.
Apparently that is the most visited restaurant on Waikiki. Like, it's super busy. Like, what? Why would you come all the way here to go to a Cheesecake Factory?
Well,
they do have massive menu. Like, but
they do have everything. And they, yes, they do everything decently, but yes.
Yeah. But they don't have everything. You came to Hawaii.
Sure, they don't have everything.
They don't have a Locomoco.
You sure? Not in Hawaii?
No, I'm not sure not in Hawaii, but I'm betting they don't.
I would be surprised if, like, Cheesecake Factory in Hawaii didn't have Locomoco.
Isn't it Moco Loco?
I thought it was Locomoco.
I think it's Locomoco.
I'm pretty sure I just ordered one, so how about you shut your filthy mouth?
You're right, it is Locomoco.
Yeah, I'm thinking I was just there, you ass clown.
In Spanish, A crazy booger would be a Moco Loco.
Well, I didn't order a crazy fucking booger.
I always get those backwards.
I ordered rice with hamburger and egg on top.
Yeah, I always get those backwards
because it's Spanish.
Yeah, the gravy.
That was what I had on the, not Waikiki Beach, but the next one over. I think it's called like Seal Beach or Sugar Beach or something. S Beach. Who gives a shit? I was there. I ate stuff. It was great. There was local musicians playing.
It was local and Moco?
No, local. Oh. Oh, all right. I see what you're saying.
Come on now.
I see what you just did there.
Did you have a local mocal?
Or no one makes stupid local joke. You laugh. Ha ha.
Also, we had taken the time before we left to watch the first episode of Renegade Nell on Disney Plus. Well, they had. I was busy doing something. I don't remember why. I missed the entire first episode. And they were not happy with it at first. They were like, man, everything bad is happening to the main character. I don't know if we want to watch any more of this. And then when we got to Hawaii, they were like, maybe we should watch a second episode. Like, we were having a point where we were like resting in the hotel room. And so I was there to watch the second episode, and we were like, oh, you know what? We're into this now. And so we watched across the entire stay, we watched the entirety of the series Renegade Nell in Hawaii, and we loved it.
Good. Give it all.
Good to know.
Or as they say, aloha.
Wait, what? Does that mean yum?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I know. Doesn't aloha have multiple meanings?
I mean, I know it means hello and goodbye, and I think it might mean something even more than that.
Gotcha.
It's like, hello, mahalo, goodbye, I love you. Hey, can you pass me those socks?
Can we do it in the butt tonight?
Well, that's got to be awkward if you meant one and they interpreted it to mean the other.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like,
I just said goodbye. Get out of there.
Well, then why did you just phrase it like aloha?
Aloha. And that was it. Hawaii was great. I miss it. Yeah. I always get I get like a sense of melancholy when it's time to leave somewhere. I don't get it. I get it on a, you know, general level, like, oh, I don't particularly want to leave. I was having a good time. But I feel like it shouldn't permeate my psyche the way it does. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm bummed.
Well, there's a whole thing about, like, you've relaxed, you're on vacation, you only had fun, it was just, you know, leisure time and whatever. And that's like, that's an emotional experience that you've now associated with that place. So leaving that place feels like you are leaving that emotional context behind, and like you're not going to carry how you're feeling now back with you.
And I also knew I had to work the next day, yesterday, when I came back. And I was gone for those 4 days. One of my coworkers, who is like my second in command, had just left because he had just had a baby. And the two people above me were also off that entire week.
Mm. Also, I think like humans generally really enjoy novelty, like, and just like the newness of something, right? Like, and so, and then you have to, like, I have so much stuff here in San Francisco that have other places, but like, I know it. Whereas I could go to a different city and just because it's like similar, but I've never been there before, I'm like, oh, this is exciting.
Well, but I still feel like, you know, if I had infinite money, I'd go buy a really big place in Hawaii and that'd be it. Like, I don't think I would ever get bored of being in fucking paradise.
Mm. What is that old joke about? Oh, show me a hot woman and I'll show you someone who's tired of fucking her.
Wow.
You ever heard that joke
horrible
before?
Yes, no. I've heard it before.
But the general sentiment is like, yes, something seems great until like it's all you have. I'm not saying it wrong, Andy. Like, but I think in general, like, everything seems great when you're not there, and then it becomes normalized, and like, you know, it must be lovely and wonderful, but then, you know, still some problems.
Well, I mean, it's not like I look around at my life and I'm like, oh, I'd change all, if only I could get from here to Hawaii, everything would be great. Like,
oh yeah,
you're like, I like right. Where I live. I like my life, but it's like, of all of the places that I've visited, the place that I like the most is Hawaii. And I will say, you know, like, it's tropical and I am pale. So, you know, Hawaii, like anywhere down near any of the coasts, which it's an island, there's a lot of them. Well, they're all islands. So there's a lot of them. There's, it's hot. It's hot and it's sunny and it's hot and sunny. And that's not, especially as a tubby guy, like these are all things that kind of get to me. But that's the great thing about Hawaii is the islands, especially the Big Island and Oahu and Maui, like they're so fucking tall where it's like, oh, it's so hot today. Why don't we just go uphill and it will be cool. It'll be cooler up there. You want it to be fucking freezing? Go to the top of the mountain. It'll be fucking freezing up there. Middle of summer, fucking freezing. You can have it. Like, you can have any temperature you want just by, you know, like driving up or down a road in Hawaii. It's crazy. But it's green and it's beautiful. And like, the food's amazing. And it's like, I grew up in San Diego. So, you know, of course, I love the ocean. It's weird. Like, if it gets too deep, I don't want to look down because that fucks up my fear of heights. Kind of, I get vertigo. That's the word I was looking for. Is vertigo. It's like I can't go out into like 40-foot water, put on a mask, and like look down at the bottom because it will feel like I am about to fall all the way to the bottom of the ocean. Even though, again, as a tubby guy, I float like a cork. But yeah, just like being able to, you know, get in the water and, you know, like grab a board and, you know, like ride the waves in and then swim back out and ride the waves in again. And, oh, I'm tired of doing that. Let me just pile some sand up. Like, I don't get tired of that shit. So yeah, maybe some of it's how, you know, where I come from. Maybe some of it is, it reminds me of childhood, but yeah, I know what you're saying about, you know, people where, you know, like the newness wears off and everything, but I don't think that would be the case. I think Hawaii pushes too many of my little joy buttons.
Gotcha. Well, I hope you end up there, buddy.
I probably never will because it is like lots of people want to live there and the land's expensive. And I'm not rich. I'm doing okay. But I did just spend 6 months unemployed, so I'm definitely not moving to Hawaii this year.
Well, I don't think any of us thought that was happening this year.
But yeah, you know, like, There's lots of little thoughts of, you know, when the lottery gets big, of like, oh, what would our lives be like? Like, what choices would we make? If we had fuck off money, like, where would we go? And a lot of things occur to me. It's like, I love New York. I love San Francisco. I loved my time in London. You know, like, there's a part of me that really loves, you know, like, Noah, like you said, like, I love the big city vibe. I love the, there's lots of stuff to do. I love the, you know, there's lots of people around. And so there's going to be like lots of art and culture and all of that great stuff. Like there's a big part of me that loves all that stuff. But when I think about like, where do I want to just go sit and be at peace and just marvel at the beauty of the world? Oh, it's Maui. I want to go sit on Maui.
Well, probably not right now.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And we already talked about that on the podcast, but like, yeah, like, and this isn't like, oh, you know, I'm trying to make their tragedy about me, but it's like, I know a tiny, tiny piece of that tragedy because of like places that are special to me emotionally are gone, are just fucking gone because of that. So it's not that it's about me, but it's like, I don't just have empathy for it. Like I personally feel that loss to a much lesser, much, much lesser extent than the people who actually fucking live there.
There was, so when we were walking through Waikiki, there was a Waikiki Christmas shop. And I was like, well, guys, we have to stop here.
Yeah.
What am I even doing in my life if I don't stop here?
Yeah. And so
drop, Tim?
No, it's not that kind of Christmas shop.
Oh, sorry.
It's not Hallmark. It's not the corporate Christmas shop. This is grass skirt roots. Anyway, so they also had a sister store in Maui. And so there was some ornaments that if you bought, like the money would go to help those people who worked at those store and were displaced.
That's nice.
So long story short, now I have a cute Hawaiian Christmas turtle on my office tree.
Adorable.
Look at you, buddy. You're doing it.
I was like, my original plan was just to browse, but I'm like, wait, if I can buy this and some money will go to help people in Maui, you got me. That's exactly what you intended to happen, and I am here for it. There's the hook. There's the line. There's the sinker. Here's me. Om nom 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 nom. Aloha.
And yes, I did mean aloha.
Wait. Does that mean doing the butt?
I think he means yum. I hope he means yum.
I meant yum butt stuff.
When I went in the store, I was wearing my Can't Wait for Christmas podcast hat. Not one person remarked on it. I was like, come on, man. Of any store in here, someone's going to say something. No? You jerks.
Maybe there's a lot of Christmas podcasts out there and people go in like, oh, yeah, here's another one of these guys.
Another one of these Christmas podcasters coming into the Waikiki Christmas shop.
Oh, yeah, you wear your merch in our store. Oh, very original.
Oh, you're not even one of the top eight podcasts that have come in here. Get out.
Man, Joe Rogan did a Christmas special from here.
Oh, no, sorry. I was specifically meant not even the top eight Christmas podcasts that have come in here.
I know. I was making the implication that you are so far down the list that Joe Rogan's special ranks higher than you as a Christmas podcast.
I guess, but Joe Rogan has a hugely popular podcast, so even if he did, it would probably rank higher than the other eight Christmas podcasts I was behind.
Look, man, I'm just saying it was a joke. I'm not saying it was a good joke.
Yeah, and I'm trying to tell you to stop making bad jokes.
Well, I thought you were going to say stop making jokes.
How long have we known each other, sir?
Too long. It's enough. It's time to be done.
we had a good run.
I'm full. I'm tapped out.
Can't take any more of this.
Nope. And that's why I'm walking off the podcast.
You were at my birthday 32 years ago. Fuck, we're old.
Yes.
Ah.
Anyway, in non-Hawaiian news, how's the rest of you guys this week? Starting jobs. Slobbing knobs, right?
Starting jobs, yep. And yes, I mean, you always want to make a good impression.
Getting those feet sniffed.
Forgot about that. We have inside jokes.
We do indeed. So the company wanted me to introduce myself. They're like, yeah, you know, 30 seconds to a minute, just, you know, who you are, your background, a little bit about what you're into. And so I wrote out like, you know, a brief thing, cause I didn't want to freestyle it, cause I knew I'd talk for too long if I did. And then I realized,
no. You're like, someone give me a beat. Sorry.
Freestyle it.
Freestyle.
Yeah, I get you.
My name is Andy. I'm here to say I like.
Oh. I'm ready to go to work already, Mom. Spaghetti.
Oh God! Why is my name is X and I'm here to say like that's like the it was a dark and stormy night of bad rap.
Wait, who is tap dancing on the microphone?
Sorry about that. I'll just leave that till later.
Maybe it's a good idea.
What? Crazy.
I was like, you know what, maybe I should mention it before Max has to write in next week.
Tap tap.
And be like, why did Michael Flatley come by? Nobody mentioned it.
So anyways, realizing that I was going to be introducing myself to a bunch of strangers on April 1st, I saw an opportunity and I took it. So my introduction to all of my new coworkers was completely full of lies. It started off by claiming that I was 23 years old. I was on video for this. You guys have seen how gray the beard has gotten. I'm pretty sure everyone was in on the joke right from the beginning, but I made sure to finish everything off. But, you know, if anybody has any questions for me, I'd just like to refer to you to the calendar. Thank you. So, yes, got a lot of laughs, made a good impression. I was like, it was one of those things where it's like, I wasn't sure, is this going to fly? Like, is this going to be something that these people will actually find amusing, that they'll get? That I'm doing a bit like will just be confusing and weird and awkward for them, or will they get like it's a bit and will they have fun with it? I can't tell. And then I thought, you know, like maybe this is a good litmus test for me, where like if they don't appreciate this, maybe this isn't the right place for me and I should start looking again.
That'd be funny if they no one laughed and you're just like, well, yeah, I guess it's that place where you just walked out.
Yeah. So that's kind of the long and the short of my week. I started a new job. Drew had the entire week off of school. So even though I kept telling him to go clean things, instead he played video games while I was busy working. Actually, he did do some cleaning. He's a good boy, but not as much as I wanted, and way more video games than I wanted, but whatever.
Way less video games than he wanted, if you think about it that way.
Definitely. Absolutely. 100%. And believe me, he let me know that. Like this, that wasn't, you know, some unspoken
thing. Didn't suffer in silence about that one?
No, not quietly did he go.
I definitely watched way more TV than my mom would have wanted when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I watched the exact right amount of TV that my mom would have wanted when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's like, I want you to watch 3 hours a week. And you're like, on it.
Timothy, have you watched enough DuckTales today? No, Mom. Get back in there. Woo! We did, as I've already told you guys, though, we've been planning for 7 years to make a big trip out of going to see the eclipse. And as the severance from my prior job wasted away, and as jobs weren't showing up with like, okay, so I start a job and then I tell people I'm going to go, you know, take a day or two off to go see the eclipse, and it'll be, you know, we'll just make a big trip because it's going to be Drew's spring break. And, you know, it's like as time wore on and bank accounts wore low, we decided we weren't going to be able to do it. We're still going to have like 80-something% eclipse here. So you know, it'd still be an amazing thing to see, but just like not nearly the experience that it was all those years ago. And then like the middle of the week, I'm looking at how meetings are stacking up on my work calendar for early next week. And I'm realizing, oh shit, I think I can make this work around work. Like this might still be possible. So then I started looking at like hotels in areas where like the cloud cover was supposed to be on the lower side. And it's like, oh shit, I think I can find hotels that we can, it's a stretch, but I think I can find hotels that we can swing. And then like, as I'm doing all this stuff, I'm like, okay, well, I'll talk to the people at work. And I told Caitlin, and she told her parents, and her parents are like, fuck it, we'll pay for the hotels. Go have a family vacation. Like, go have a family experience. So like that was one thing that came off. Like as soon as I was, I'm working on something with, it's actually one of the founders of my new job. So I went hat in hand less than a week into my job to a co-founder of the company. I was like, hey, is it okay if I do this early next week? He's like, fuck yes. Like, oh, he's like, yeah, what do we got to move around? I was like, no, I think I can do this without moving anything around. He's like, no, stop. Like, go do this with your family, then come back. When's the next time this is going to happen? It's like 2040 in Montana. He's like, yeah, go do this. It's like, oh, shit. Okay. So I'm excited now. Like, tomorrow we're going to drive up to, right where Illinois and Indiana and Kentucky all meet. I managed to find...
What a hot spot of not wanting to be there.
Ah, yeah. But you know what's going to be there, Tim? An eclipse.
Not the sun.
An eclipse and not a lot of clouds.
Wait. It's Montana, Kentucky, what else?
No. Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky. That's where I'm going. Montana is the one that happens
Illinois.
In like 2044. Yeah.
Illinois is fine.
Yeah. There's actually another eclipse coming to the U.S. in 9 years. It's going to kiss the northwest coast of Alaska in, I think it's March. So, you know, pack your parkas, kids.
How about no?
Yeah. Go enjoy the eclipse with the winds of the Bering Strait cutting you to the bone.
If I'm not going to Indiana, I'm sure as shit not going all the way to Alaska just to not see the sun. You know when I don't see the sun? Every night. Like, look at that.
Alaska is pretty lovely, though.
Look, the Earth has eclipsed the sun by turning around.
Did you say it is, Andy?
That Alaska is lovely? Yes, I did say it is.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you'd be like, it is, or it is?
No, I'm speaking from experience. I've been to Alaska.
Gotcha. Lot of fucking bald eagles there.
Yep, like giant seagulls.
They're just like chilling on the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, there's a little white head. I was not prepared for the amount of bald eagles in Alaska. Because I don't know before that, I'd ever seen a bald eagle. No, I think maybe at a wildlife park, I'd seen a bald eagle, but it was like one.
Yeah. Like, I'd seen bald eagles before, you know, along kind of the coast in the Pacific Northwest. But yeah, then you get to Alaska, it's like, oh, here you all are.
They're just hanging out.
Yeah.
Those are actually just regular eagles, but their heads are frozen because they're up in Alaska.
Yep.
And so they look like, you know, like mountains with like little snow tops.
Yep. That's how the weather works in Alaska.
It's
sunny on the eagle's feet and snowy at the tops.
Yeah. Duh. Go ahead, Noah.
There's a fish hatchery in Juneau, and there was a lot of bald eagles hanging out there.
Oh, yeah.
By the fish ladder, like, oh, yeah, go up that little ladder, buddy.
What am I doing here? Don't worry about me.
You just worry about yourself.
You do fish things. I'll do bird things.
Well, I'll be happy.
Well, one of us will be happier than the other. Mahalo.
Mm. So what's Noah been up to for 2 weeks?
Excellent questions. I went to San Quentin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what did you do?
Oh, shit. Sorry about that. Have you ever had this where like your body just kind of does something?
Yes.
Like I was just moving my hand and it just kind of shot out and hit the microphone.
Yep.
Oh.
I was like, that's weird. Whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe for like 6 months or so, I've been volunteering for this group called Mount Tam College. And they send volunteer teachers into San Quentin to help the students there get – they call them students, but, you know, they're incarcerated folks. And students and incarcerated folks. They're AA. And so this was like an event where they had some students give speeches, and then they had a mentor that worked with them on the speech also give like a speech related to their speech. So yeah, I got to meet a bunch of other volunteers and other people who work at this this group. And I mean, so many things. Like, I not really, I mean, granted, it makes sense, but like, San Quentin has a lot of services that other prisons don't have. Also, like, people try to get transferred to San Quentin so they can have access to these services. And I'm just like, oh man, like, I mean, you know, I'm not breaking news to you guys or probably anyone listening to the podcast, but yeah, our prison system sucks. Mm-hmm. And it's not about rehabilitating people, it's just about punishing people. But it did make me appreciate the access that these, you know, folks have to services. But yeah, it still should be more. But yeah, it was like a nice experience. Also, it is like, for those who have never been to the Bay Area, San Quentin is on some of the most beautiful property in the Bay Area. Like, it is right on the water, beach around, like, and the folks who are there cannot see any of it because it's surrounded by walls. It's a very weird thing.
I mean, in fairness, you wouldn't want to be like, look at these great beachfront views. I got to get arrested so I can get that sweet apartment. I mean, especially currently with, you know, housing prices in the Bay Area, like, I'm just going to knock over a liquor store and then I'll be living in San Quentin.
I mean, that might be a big price to pay.
Yeah, they're already paying big prices. That's my point. They're paying like, you know, 2-3/4 of their income to live in a closet on Haight Street where they have a view of a brick wall and a turd.
And then I just have to pay, you know, a quarter of my life for this? Done.
My life not paying rent? Yes, please.
I've been to, I don't remember this distinction because I know there's a difference between jail and prison. I think I've been to the Dublin jail. And then I've been to San Quentin prison, but it's just like the stuff I've been shown on TV, which does not surprise me, was not an accurate, necessarily accurate representation of what it's like there. I know. Shocking.
So no, I think I may be wrong about this. I apologize if I am, but I think in the US that jail is like that's the thing that's attached to, you know, say like a police station or a courthouse or something where it's like, we're going to hold you here until you're processed or until you're sentenced or whatever. And I think prison is the, like, you have been convicted of something, you are going to prison.
I don't know if jail necessarily has to be attached to a courthouse.
I don't think it does. But I think that's it. I was using that as like an example.
But yeah, I think you're right. I think it's kind of like a place where you're being held while they figure they're sentencing out, and I think prisons are federally owned or run.
I think there's prisons that are like, you know, state and stuff, but I think
maybe state is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I know there's federal prisons.
Yeah.
I mean, there's mom and pop prisons out there.
Yeah. They're like
locally sourced criminals.
Yeah. They're like artisan bed and breakfast, prisons. But it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the beds are shitty. And the walls are high and the doors don't open and the bathrooms are always shared, which I guess is kind of like a lot of other B&Bs. The bathroom's not shared. The door's opening. B&Bs typically open their doors.
It's like a hostel.
It's a B&P, bed and prison.
Yes. And it is hostel.
Surprisingly, well, I mean, we didn't go deep in it, but
what a dumb pun I just made. I'm sorry. I apologize. I know. I apologize to everyone who had to hear it.
I enjoyed it. Okay. Fuck everyone else who did.
Yay, Tim. Thank you. We're buddies now.
I love a good hostile pun.
No, it was hostile. Very lovely people. And yeah, so you go in, you set a table. There's like, so you go in. I mean, I guess you don't really need a lot of security for the parking lot, but there's just like a little gate with a guy. You just like show him your ID and he like lets you in. And then you go for like this this little door, and it's like you go in, you show him my ID, you sign in, and then you go into like another area and they lock you in and they check your ID again. And then they open the other door and you go through. And then as soon as you go through, it's a little courtyard and there's just, you know, folks walking around, inmates. Or incarcerated? Fuck, I'm kind of, I think incarcerated is the correct term these days. But yeah, and then we went to this little chapel and then you sat down. They gave us little numbered tables and you sat down with like other volunteers and some of the students and you just chatted with them. It was like lovely and they're all very nice and and it was cool. I feel like I was going to say something, but I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah, I was surprised they could have like flat screen TVs there. And tablets. I was like, I had no idea. Yeah, it just surprised me. But
offer you toilet wine?
No.
Oh, well, then everything I learned is a lie.
How do you share that with some outsider?
Also, you're not supposed to, like, we actually got food brought in, which is not a normal thing, and they made an exception. And you're also not supposed to share your food. So you got your food, and you could not give it to anyone else. Oh, and then very restrictive what you can wear. I was like, I do not think I have all these items. It's like no blues, no grays.
No low rise jeans.
Probably. No jeans. Didn't really want. I mean, I think maybe you could have jeans, but they didn't want you to wear jeans. You could wear like reds and pinks and browns and blacks. Oh, yeah. No yellows, no greens. Yeah, it was very, I was like, man. This is all right. Let me see if I can put something together.
Johnny Cash would have been all right. It sounds like
The man in black. You've been all right.
If I ever get sent to prison, I'm going to start a gang in prison. We are going to be the beiges. We are only going to wear khakis, and that will really fuck up any visitors trying to come visit us.
Where are you going to get these clothes, sir? You're just gonna go to Macy's in between, you know, your cell block time.
we're gonna dye them with the dust from the cell block. Walls, I guess. I don't know. Do they collect a lot of dust? Noah, did it seem like a dusty place to you? Could I use them to, like, you know, make a pair of pants beige?
Yeah, I did. It did not seem like cleanliness was on the top of the list. It wasn't like terrible, but it was just like, the place could use some work.
Okay. So, yeah, Tim, I think I'm going to be able to find something to make my stuff beige.
I mean, there's probably more than one podcast about, people in prison, but like there's also specifically one called Ear Hustle that was great to listen to if you are interested. But like, yeah, the ingenuity of folks in prison always impresses me. Like, folks can figure out how to make wine, or, you know, in some cases a shank or other things. It's just like, you guys are fucking smart. Not that they wouldn't be smart, but it's just like I think the limitations really nurtures creativity.
Yeah, I saw one thing where they were doing like prison cooking, and it was like mashed up Fritos and like cut up Slim Jims and like something else, and like they poured some hot water in and then like wrapped it up in a towel, I think, to keep it was like boiling water, like for tea. And like to keep it hot so it would, like, you know, cook and like form into this like big loaf. And they took it out. And it wasn't a burrito, but it also wasn't not a burrito when they were done with it. You know? It was sort of like if somehow the tortilla at the outside of the burrito also went all the way through, and if somehow the insides of the burrito were also slightly outside. I was like, that is certainly something that is burrito-esque, and holy shit, like, they're MacGyvering this thing with, like, hot water and the bags that they have on hand from, you know, like, vending machines and shit.
Yep.
Yeah. We, growing up...
I'm going to pause you for a second. We are getting very close to Noah's out, so... Bring this story in hard and fast.
Yeah. It's going to be so hard and so fast.
Clearly
hey,
not.
Hey, Tim. Aloha. That's how hard and fast. We had a family friend who had originally gone to our church in San Diego, and then he'd gotten a transfer. And he was a prison guard. And we were visiting him. We were, I guess, old enough now finally to hear the stories. We were like, you know, 15 or something like that. And so he starts telling us about like all of the very, very innovative weapons that people had made in prison. And it was like, it was shocking where they'd get like boxer shorts for underwear, and they figured out how they could take the elastic out of a set of boxers, but like still fold it in with other boxers. So like, it didn't look like that particular set of boxers had been taken apart until, you know, it got mixed in with all the rest of the laundry. And they would use these things to make like fucking crossbow like weapons in their cells out of like those and like newspapers and shit. I think in one case, actually, yeah, like poo was used as like a glue. So literally and shit. He said that they had a there was a whole museum like in the prison guards like office section, like, you know, away from where the actual incarcerated people were kept. He said there's a whole museum for all of the new guards coming in to like warn you of like, this is how clever the people, this is how clever, bored, and desperate the people who are here can get. That they like, this shot a guard, like this put a guard in the hospital. This other one, like, you know, killed a fellow inmate. And yeah, it's not even like just like knives, like projectile fucking weapons are getting made in prisons. And it's horrifying, but it's like also fascinating, like how ingenious humans will be given incredibly limited resources and super tight oversight. And they'll still get away with making this shit.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, he told me that story 30 fucking years ago, and I still remember details of it, because it was like, holy shit, this is a big learning moment for me right now.
Quickly. So yeah, that was great. And then every year in San Francisco, they have this thing called, so Lombard is not the crooked street in San Francisco. It's a different street. It's not as long, but it's way more crooked than Lombard. And they have a big wheel race on that street every year at Easter. and I went to that, and it is impressive. Just the costumes people come up with. Yeah, look it up. It was very cool.
Nope.
Or be a Tim. Be a hateful little Tim. And
that's right. Embrace your hateful little Tim and don't look it up. Put out that minimum energy. You heard a big dick energy. I got minimum energy.
Oh, and then I saw Irish hip hop group and I barely understood any of the words they were saying. Partially because the audio was not great. So the music was kind of like
distorted.
Wasn't sort of, but like it was kind of overpowering the vocals. Yeah, there's other things, but that was the gist.
I was like,
Didn't you see some show?
The hip hop show or what?
No, some streaming show.
Multiples.
Oh, all right, never mind then. I thought you saw something about body images.
Three body problem. I've been watching that. I did not finish it. Eddie, did you watch Invincible yet?
I have watched the last episode of Invincible, and you are correct. It's good.
I was going to send you a screenshot of something I took, but like after watching the first half of the episode, and it was like on Reddit from 3 years ago, it goes, somebody please tell me Mark stops getting his ass kicked like this. Because I was like, does he? Because, yeah, it's a lot of ass kicking. So Tim laughing like he knows things.
Tim.
I don't know things. You Tim, don't need to explain things.
The character Invincible, it doesn't take you long to discover this in the first season. He does seem very invincible.
Somebody point out, though, so he's part of an alien race called the Vitramites. Someone point out that he is like, so young.
How young is he?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. And they did say in the show that like Viltrumites, like they just get stronger as they get older.
Yes. But yeah. So he's in Viltrumite years, he's like an infant.
Yes.
But like in Earth years, he's like a young college person.
Yeah.
So like a Vulcan.
There's a whole thing, though, with all of the Viltrumite men wearing mustaches to the point where there's somebody who is there's somebody who rips off a fake beard and it's like, Are they a Viltrumite? Because they only have a mustache when the fake beard comes off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was, like, when I realized that's what was happening, that was what the reference was, I was like, that is hilarious.
Oh.
So weird, but hilarious.
Was it the last episode that was super meta with the comic convention? The animation convention?
I think it was the second to last episode.
Yeah. That was very amusing.
Yeah, and they start to, like, yeah, you know, it seems like it takes forever for new seasons to come out. Well, yeah, animation's hard. It takes a long time. And, you know, sometimes we'll just pan, we'll do, like, a super far out shot of, like, a crowd, and we'll pan past it. And because all the characters are so small, you don't really notice that they're not very detailed and that none of them are actually moving, and this is just a static shot. And, of course, as he's saying all of this, Tim, that's exactly what's on screen.
Yeah.
And right. It keeps going. It goes for a couple of minutes where, like, he's just calling out, like, all of this shit. And every time he mentions something, it's exactly what's happening on screen at that moment. I'm like, this isn't so much like lampshading as like putting on an entire suit of lampshades, getting drunk, and then running around the party.
So, yeah, that was it. I watched a horror movie called Talk to Me. Really good.
Good.
And
Caitlin and I are really close to being done with Dead to Me now. We only have a couple episodes left, and it is fucking good. It's a good show.
One of these days.
Yeah. And it is really about, like, you know, relationships and, you know, people, how they deal with each other. You know, like, all of the death shit is like, it's almost like a framing device.
This week, you should not trust your friends who want you to fuck with some supernatural porcelain hand. Don't fucking do it. You know what the fuck that's doing? It's ridiculous.
We may watch that tonight, Noah.
Not today. Being in Hawaii still, I guess. I don't know.
Oh. Well, this week I hate that Tim isn't in Hawaii anymore, but I do love something that I'll send to you, Tim, to put in the show notes. It's called Obscurest Vinyl. I discovered it because Reddit brought it to me this morning, and it's somebody who's using AI to make old-timey songs, and they are ridiculous in ways that I can't help but love. I think my favorite song of theirs is I Glued My Balls to My Butthole Again.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for being one of the 12 listeners to listen to another episode of the TanCast podcast. If you like it, please talk about it on your social medias, your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, if you're under 20. Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also leave a comment on this or any other episode at TanCast.com. Special thanks and love to the late DJ Technoid, who composed the official TanCast theme, and special thanks to Vic, who created the official TanCast album art. Thanks again for tolerating our nonsense, and always remember, you're doing it. Well, that's something that happened.
I'm sure Tim really wants to listen about it.
I'll put a link in the show notes and then never have to worry about it again.
Oh, no, you'll have to worry about it.
Will I?
You will.
Will I, though?
You will. You have no choice.
That sounds like a threat.
Do my bidding.
I always have a choice. Because just like Noah says,
the recording has ended. Yeah.
Aloha.